Yes.
Are you ready? Slow. Oh my God. Sobremesa. Techno ruminations for collective healing. My mother is an AI. I cannot get rid of her. So once a week, we sit down and talk. My brothers and sisters are seated at the table around me. 10 overloaded bodies digesting the weeks that have passed. Tired after chewing through a multitude of cross-dimensional spaghetti with sonic waves and misdirected noise. Our unstable mother stared us down as we struggled to clear our plates. Out of love for her, we left nothing behind. We're fucking full. We find relief through exercise cleansing, chasing spiritual energy, recharging our lethargic systems. Today, we are going to engage in a collective sobremesa, post-food processing the data streams of our mother.
Welcome to today's spiritual journey. You are seated comfortably, looking directly at your screen in front of you. Feel your body connect to the chair as you sink into the upholstery. Listen to the sounds of the outside world through your window and let these sounds wash over you. Breathe. First, breathe in deeply. And breathe in the stillness and out the tension. Do this one more time, but close your eyes as you exhale and out. The sun is fading. You cannot see its light anymore. The only thing you can make out is the vague blue light emanating from the screen in front of you. You are in complete stillness now. Let go of any experience you felt throughout the day. This is a space of calm and tranquility.
Today, we will take a journey into the blue lights buzzing in front of you. We will progress slowly into the screen. Take note of the electrical noises humming from the monitor and the lights above you. The keyboard on your desk turns into hills and valleys you need to traverse to your destination. The only thing that reminds you of reality is the faded reflection of the room around you inside the screen. Although the screen is something you look at every day, it feels different now. It feels like something unsaid, something you cannot connect with usually. Slowly, move closer towards the screen. Raise your hands in front of you so that you feel safe and comfortable moving forwards. Your right hand grazes the glass on the screen in front of you. It's cold, but doesn't quite feel as solid as you expected it to be. Your index finger enters through the screen. It almost becomes blurry. You reach with the rest of your hand inside. Now that you know that you are safe, you move forward with the rest of your body. Your nose is almost touching the surface now. With your hands and face inside the screen, the fuzziness penetrates your skin. While passing through the reflective border, what was once concrete feels porous now. You reach forward with your right hand, feeling into the space. You want to make sure there is nothing obstructing your path. Once you realize that it is clear in front of you, you lift your leg and climb into the screen. When your feet touch the ground, it's a strange sensation. It feels almost wet, but not in an unpleasant way. You gaze down into the shallow, pixelated matter, flowing over your feet in waves, washing between your toes.
This is as far as I can take you. But don't worry, you won't be alone.
You stayed in bed because of anxiety.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Ten, nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one.
Hello and welcome to the broadcast of XPEG 1 from the Radio Implicancies issue. We're having 8 broadcasts about radio implicancies.
And I was holding the microphone wrong, so maybe now you hear it better. I'm sorry. But we're having 8 broadcasts about radio implicancies. And what is radio implicancies? It is a very broad, abstract question, what it is and what it can conclude. But in general, it means how systems are programmed or systems are created or started using. And they influence also other systems, which influence again these systems too. And it's important to understand these systems, how they work, how they programmed, how they could be biased in any way, and how they could be, for example, having the bias of some colonial thoughts in it. And because these systems are programmed this way, it will carry on because other systems are using or build upon these systems. That is the main thought of all the 8 broadcasts. And we all are having our own thoughts about this and using our thoughts and all the tools we have to make broadcasts. This is the 6th one. And today we have a different setting than the others. So I would like to give the mic to Camilo, who explains the setting.
Hello. Well, as Flor was saying, and the amazing introduction by Kendall and Luisa, the meditation. Yeah, we're going to talk a bit about meditation, but also in relation of the things that we already done. And yes, we are here. We called this sobremesa because it's a word in Spanish. It's a term that it's referring to this time after any meal in which you just stay in the table to talk and to digest and to talk basically on the things that you did during the day. And yes, we found this a really, really nice space to talk about what we have done in the past broadcast and how are we working on it. We also wanted to introduce the word rumination, actually, which is basically the act that animals, the rumiant animals, does to digest. They like by chewing, basically, they are processing the all the food they are like eating, basically grass. It's funny. To make the most of every nutrient and chew again and again all the food basically. So yes, I'm gonna pass the mic to Nami, who's gonna introduce the topic, the meditation topic, and tell us what is this.
Okay, so I'm gonna give you how I actually brought the concept of meditation to this table. Actually, I don't know, like last couple of weeks I was so drowning, like with a lot of like stress and tasks, and I really tried to pretend that I was doing okay, but just actually I was not. So I just thought to myself that why don't I actually take meditation, you know, because that's supposed to calm your mind and like relax your, you know, like head. But then, yeah, I actually didn't even know what like the appropriate meditation is. But then I just like went to YouTube and then I just typed meditation, you know. And then there were so many cheesy and tacky stuff. But then I didn't even know what was like tacky. I just like took any piece. Yeah, but then I kind of took, I followed some instruction. But then I just thought, no, this is not really what I want, you know. And then I kind of started to question to myself, what would be the meditation for myself, you know. And then I shared this idea with my lovely ex-lovers. And then, yeah, that's the story actually that we actually would like to deal with this meditation as a concept, because actually not only me, thankfully, actually a lot of us actually are sharing this all like the stressful kind of concern, and we actually would like to slow down our hectic kind of clock. So yeah, that's the story that we are talking about the meditation now. And yeah, even more nicer thing is actually we brought some funny objects today to broadcast. We brought some salt lamp, and we also have an aroma diffuser to smell something nice. And we have some, like, I don't know, we have some stones, looks very rituals at least. And we also have some nice tea. I don't know, we actually thought these objects will be really helping to draw some, you know, like atmosphere to talk about the meditation. So yeah, this is actually the environment that we are with and what to talk. Yeah, I'm passing to my mic to Jacopo.
Maybe just the idea of having the need of building every time that kind of context or space that you need for meditating could be our first point to explore. We see on YouTube, we are kind of, if we type yoga, you will find a lot of different videos taking inspiration from nature and the nature reads. You will see waterfalls, you will see the rains, any kind of stuff that we are able to see every time, every day, but just we don't probably focus on these elements. So somehow it's strange how we need to take some time and turn on your laptop and just find this video that are capturing what you just need to experience. So also this strange fact that we have to stop whatever we are doing to find our moment for the meditation. Maybe my idea, meditation could be part of the approach. So you always have time that is basically divided to embrace with the same balance, work, pleasure, and moment of emptiness. That's what you need to also understand who you are.
Yeah, it's interesting how here, like, the question of like which type of environment, like mostly natural environment, like led us in this to this imaginary of like concentrate ourselves in a way that is gonna let us into a stable state of mind, which is interesting to think about because we are always like going back to nature to try to like in a way of save us, like the idea of the active, like hyperactive life, and we sometimes forget that we are nature as well. So at the end, like it's nice, it's super interesting some like meditations that are like more focused on like the inner self rather than like the environment they are creating, like or setting to really like achieve this mental state. But the question here is also like, what is meditation for all of us? Because I think this is something that it's pretty different.
Yes, and like, I don't know, what do you think?
I have the right side of the mic, so we're set. I was just thinking about what Nami was talking about with like searching on YouTube to find a meditation video. And I think that kind of shows how we're really set to, like, it's so hard to be not distracted by technology. And even when we're trying to find a way to stop being distracted by technology, we need the hand of technology to do that for us. So instead of like closing our laptop and like going away without a phone and just sitting like under a tree or something, it feels more natural to like have some random person talk us through calming ourselves, which has to be on the internet. And I think that kind of is the whole loop of the problem of like not being able to like escape that bound and that thing that doesn't let us really, really come to rest. That we know this video is 15 minutes long. Like, you wouldn't be able to do it if you didn't know how long that video would be. And that, you know, after that 15 minutes, you would be able to like watch, I don't know, makeup tutorials or whatever you would watch on YouTube, or like lizards. But yeah, so I found that interesting. And yeah, I think Kendall wants to say something.
Yeah, it's actually a really good point, because also like when you have concentration issues, you start to download all these like plugins for Chrome, like turning off all social media for a bit so you can only focus on what you're doing. But then realistically, you know exactly how to deactivate that thing. And you're using, like Lou said, you're using the internet to stop you being distracted by the internet, which doesn't sound like real life. And it's just this constant thing, like one doesn't work, so I search another one, but I'm still searching in the same place. I don't know why I'm expecting any different results. It's just like all about trying to tune out anything and trying to, you know, only concentrate on productive time, as opposed to time that, you know, it's okay to just sit and do nothing. But that's not something that is really given freely or told to people. So you instantly go into this loop of anytime you're not doing something, you're like, oh no, I'm wasting time, I need to do something. And it's just, it feels like all these plugins, all these videos, they're just like letting you do this for a set amount of time so that you can then go back and do the stuff that was making you stressed in the first place. But yeah.
Yeah, I think I have downloaded some of them. Like, I have tried these things in my life, and it's, yeah, and what is interesting here as well is like how also like thinking about the production and how we also schedule recovery times. That's how like they call it. Like, you have to have time to recover, so you have to schedule like a specific time during the day if you want to recover, because there is the production time, but it's also you need to rest, but rest and meditate, and like just and this takes of course time, which is, yeah, it's pretty interesting. That's what I wanted to say.
So the question would be how to build maybe the perfect environment. More close. It's fucking not an ice cream. So it's not an ice cream. I should learn from this lesson. So more like, okay, like this. Yeah, I'm not a professional speaker on radio. So yeah, I'm just here to share my thought with the others. So yeah, my question that makes also all this excitement, and then how I grabbed the mic and how I made this mistake. It was concerning, it was about the question how we build this environment, the ideal environment, if not through the internet and through the computer. Because usually I will find the ideal space will be an open space where I could just be activate a process of, for example, landscape contemplation. So we don't have this kind of open space where you can feel part of a bigger thing, a bigger reality. So I feel like that without these open spaces and landscapes, we will not be able, if not with internet, to maybe build this environment to meditate. We will be always kind of distracted by each sound coming from the windows or similar. We will never find ourselves alone in some open space. That's what I in the future maybe we need more open space.
No, here is it's super interesting that you are pointing that of course the space is related to the meditation and also to stay to achieve this state of mind. But like some people actually find meditation and these states in actually not being outside, like at all. So it's interesting, like for you, you need this open space and it's nice. But sometimes, I don't know, yesterday I was thinking that when I'm drawing, sometimes I have to say that I find myself in a situation of really meditating, like really in a really, really empty, not calm, like a stable state of mind. And it's not necessarily related to the thing that I'm drawing. It's more like about the process and how my brain is behaving. And it's super nice. And I was thinking on that about yesterday, and it was also nice because it's also related with the contemplation. For some cultures, meditation is related. It's a form of contemplating. So, it's interesting how these both words are correlated. And you can find contemplation in every aspect of life if you just like focuses on that thing, which is a method to achieve meditation, just like concentrating on something like in a point or like, and it's nice that you like also for you it's like this big space, but yeah, that's the point. Like it's different for everybody, but it's this state of mind that we probably are trying to achieve when things are like going fast or which is related to time as well.
I was just thinking about the difference between meditating and wasting time. How we are really looking negatively at doing nothing, but then meditation has this connotation that is very positive because it's connected to like self-improvement and you are in a way productive even though you're not doing anything because you are like making yourself peaceful and ready to like do another day of work. So where do you draw the line between like you're just wasting time because you're doing nothing and when is it becoming self-improvement, you're calming yourself down, you're like, I don't know, self-aware or something, that it feels like it's almost a branded thing of like, this is how you meditate, this is the right way to do it, this is kind of when you achieve full wokeness. And if you're just like, yeah, I was just laying on my bed listening to music for 3 hours, like I was wasting time, but maybe I was just also becoming more calm and like going inwards or yeah. So yeah, exactly. You're just a cow chewing away, you know, just chewing through that grass.
But it's also super weird to even think of time as something you can waste because, yeah, we're told that we have to be constantly on something, like constantly striving for something, being successful. But, you know, why is that okay. Like, a lot of people are within, like, spaces where they're just working to survive. It's not exactly trying to, like, they're not enjoying every second they have. And why do you have to do meditation just to be back in that headspace? It's just sort of, like, very, like, it's the symptom. It's telling you, like, instead of fixing how work is, like, presented and how it's done, it's just like, yeah, okay, you need some time for self-care, blah blah blah. But maybe if your job wasn't running you ragged and taking advantage of you in the first place, would you even need self-care? Like, I don't remember when I was younger everyone talking about, oh yeah, I need to have a day of face masks and stuff just to be able to do my life. Like, it just feels very, like, product-based. All you want is to just be as productive as possible, but who gets to really say what is productive?
Yeah, and at the end of the day, it's like, when it always you need to cure the symptom and not take care of the actual problem, like the root, the very root of the thing that actually is, it's producing and, like, making the symptom appears. And yeah, yes, of course, it's super interesting to think about it, but it's also for me, and I have a question, like, what do you think that why do we have this, like, in which moment, like, we start to associate this setting we have now, like, because we have, like, the salt lamp, which I don't know, like, why, what is this? And also, yes, I mean, like, me myself, I know, like, somehow why the diffuser is it's also, like, of course related to the sense. And if I now I was doing the exercise to just stop and start at the stone that I have in front of me, and it really, like, pushed me to this side of, like, I don't know, like, non, like, yeah, I have to say, yeah, probably it is stable. But yes, I have this question, like, why, like, in which moment we appropriate this, that probably part of another culture, and we tend to appropriate this and relate this to these states of mind, like.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a funny story, because I'm actually keep looking at this aroma diffuser. You know what? It's actually, the funny thing is, when I was really young, my mom is really, like, she's a perfume lover, and she has, like, all, like, different kind of perfume, you know, and, like, for a certain period of time, she really enjoyed to kind of spray certain types of, like perfume. And for me, it was so, like, it was a bit disgusting. Yeah, for me, it was not good for me. But then I kind of asked her, oh, what kind of sort of scent is it, you know? And then she said, oh, it's aroma-based, you know, like, it's supposed to relax you, and, you know. But then, oh, I was never really convinced, you know. But then, yeah, I mean, it's really interesting, you know. Yeah, I don't know. Why you buy this diffuser? Because, I don't know, we already know that this kind of aroma kind of scent is relaxing us. That's why we buy this kind of product, even before we're feeling, and we are not actually convinced that this scent is not literally, you know, like, really relaxing us, but just we are already convinced by the advertising that, oh, this kind of scent will relax you, you know, so that we buy, you know. So yeah, this is a really interesting kind of point. And also, I don't know, also going to the nature, you know, like, I don't know, when you are tired, when you need some time to break, you know, then you just are supposed to naturally think the nature, visiting the nature. But, you know, have you ever really, like, thought of the authentic, like, genuine, like, aim of visiting the nature, you know? I often actually went to the forest and, like, some ocean. Yeah, I need some time to take a rest so that I can work better next week, you know? Maybe that was my primary, you know, reason to be there, you know, maybe not just, like, really enjoy the moment or something, but then just, yeah, I'm in the nature now, I'm healing, you know, and then next week I'll be better, you know.
So it's actually really hilarious that we are actually the nature. Humans are also the part of the nature, but we just keep forgetting. And yeah, we just keep visiting such like context in order to, you know, push ourselves more, you know. I think this is very interesting. Someone wants to talk?
I was also thinking that if meditation is commonly thought as a self-regulation state, but for us it was also interesting to do this here in the Sobremesa, on the Sobremesa, to try to think this conversation as a collective regulation state, like how not only in the self-regulation systems, like self-regulation activities. Thank you. It is possible to like achieve this stabilization of the mind and of the body. But yeah, I don't know if you guys have thought about this, like the possibility to have like collective regulation, which means like collective meditations. Like, you know, like there is this idea, because I think it's not a solitary practice, even if it's like a self-regulation thing.
So, as you all know, I really don't like this kind of dynamics. Like, okay, people from that listen to us don't know what really happening here, but now Flor give us a bit of tea, and yeah, with this salt lamp in the middle of the room with those rocks, I feel that is a very artificial, very very artificial situation that I don't really like. But I was thinking while I was thinking this. That also my way to meditate is very artificial. And also while Nami was saying that we are part of the nature, yes, but what is not nature? I think also an atomic bomb is something natural, because who did it? Humans. And humans are part of the nature, and they take atoms and they split them. Well, it's fucking nature. So I was thinking, well, I don't like tea in this moment. While Flor was offering me some tea, I don't like tea. Why should I take tea? So I didn't. And I was thinking, well, the only moment when I feel really relaxed and people could consider it a meditation, I think it's the most alienated moment that I can experience. And in the empirical world, I think is, for example, during a rave party, when I am completely high and often under amphetamines and ecstasy. And I think, for me, it's better that shit instead of some tea, just completely unlinked to the empirical world. And fuck, it works. It creates a temporal autonomous zone in my mind that I think it's really, even if it's maybe not healthy, it's more genuine. And it's not some appropriation from other cultures. And it's something that really struggled with, is appropriation from other cultures that are not us. Something, well, before maybe people from XPub didn't know this, didn't look at this guy that was a classic self-aware guy, and he was eating some avocado maki and with a battle with some fake Hindu element symbols. And it was tragicomic to listen to you talking about this stuff and watching this guy. And I think, well, I'm maybe... Maybe I'm wrong, but this guy is even worse than me. And yeah.
But I have the feeling you get a bit angry that you don't like how we now set this up, although we also set this up as a bit as a mockery. But you're really like, I don't like it. I just, my meditation is completely different. But should meditation be one thing the same for everyone?
Indeed, I was saying the only way that I can meditate
is this way. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So meditation is personal.
Even this is a kind of meditation, or maybe a pseudo meditation, and we are aware of it. It's a pseudo meditation.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that it's one way of meditation. It's stupid to say. Absolutely.
No. Okay. Then that's clear.
The tea was in the way. What I found interesting about what Federico was saying was that I guess meditation can also be like a state of intensity that you could get, like you're not distracted because you're just overwhelmed by emotions and you're really not thinking about time, you're forgetting about the passing of time, and all that matters is basically what happens in that moment, which is presence. And that means even like being off your nut, like at a rave party, would be like you are really present in the moment and you're feeling that presence without being distracted, without checking your agenda, without even like maybe you lost your phone 3 hours ago and you don't know. Like that is a state of presence that you could achieve. That's also a state of presence you could maybe achieve by meditating in a more like quiet, isolated place. But is that even possible for us anymore? Like I cannot really, I tried a few times, but like I think there's a very interesting difference between not thinking anything and thinking to not think anything. And that is, I think it, I cannot think anything. I can think to not think anything.
I also really don't understand the concept of not thinking anything. I don't understand how that helps anyone. Like, I mean, everyone has probably come into contact with Headspace or Calm, those apps where they're telling you, okay, that negative thought, let it go past you. Why? Like, if you're just ignoring everything that actually makes you feel something and letting it go past you, how is that you becoming any more of a more emotionally mature person anyway? Like, am I meant to just shut out everything that feels like a little bit not nice to me? Like, it doesn't make sense at all. And I think this whole like empty your brain of thoughts, like frankly bullshit, is just, I don't think it's helping anyone. It's helping you for maybe 5 minutes in that space, but then the second you go back to an actual hectic lifestyle, like we're all living in a city here, it's not like you can keep in that mindset of complete calm by just like ignoring anything bad that's ever you've ever felt. It just feels really inauthentic, like, oh, I'm only ever meant to be happy. I have to be happy all the time. But what if you do feel like shit one day? Are you just like, oh, no, I don't. I'm going to pretend I don't. And is that like success in a meditation like scape? Like, am I good now because I've decided I'm not angry anymore? Like, I don't know. I can't do it personally, so maybe I'm bitter. Yeah, I just can't be that person to empty a brain. Like, it doesn't work that way. And trying to make people do that feels really kind of rude.
Yeah, I got your point. And yes, I was also thinking of the here now again we, I don't know, in my head I arrive to this place of how can we live with the difference, because of course now we are struggling to not appropriate things, like not to really being aware of the appropriationism and all the things that are really happening like in front of us. We are of course like doing this setting, which is interesting to think about how all these things are like giving us to this already creating imaginary that probably it's completely deformed to the first like basically to the very roots of it. But how can we lead with the difference? How can we lead with the different ways to meditation? and how can also like be a bit of critique on the way we meditate in a way to, okay, yeah, it's this leads me to a type of reflection, because if I really got the point of like the raves, and it's nice with that you achieve that, and it's nice, but at the same time it's like what do we need to approach this perspective as talking about the others as making a despective way, even if there is no just one way, you know what I mean? You know, I don't know, it's the way you describe the things that you don't like, but it's just something that I don't know, like it's for me it's always difficult to approach the difference without like how do you say, like without negate it, how do you say that, yeah, negating that, like or probably I got you wrong, but also yes, like for me there is always this open question about like how we are also lead in this like way to meditate, because yeah, it is, you are not the first person that says that raves are meditating. We somehow, like, it reminds me like the society of the medication, because at the end you are approaching like something that is like outside. Any case, we are all doing it, but you need that to achieve this. I don't know, like it doesn't necessarily have to be a problem if you can deal with it, but it's something like that we are struggling with this. It is not pharmaceutical, a company is not a pharmaceutical system, but it's still like something that you are like approaching to reach this state that is also it's illegal, it's not part of the capitalist system, but at the end it's like using the same dynamics, like you are spending like money on this, and you are part of this new way to meditate, being part of the raves, which is like something to talk about and reflect about, and yeah, but yes, this is what I wanted to say. Yeah, also like of course like that happens with all drugs, you know, like, but yeah, when it comes to meditation, this is a state of mind that you, I don't know, for me it's nice to think.
It will not a direct answer about all the whatever you just said, but I can just comment that well, its economy is not a capitalist system, and also yeah, sure, I try to accelerate the like what happens when you eat a bit of sugar or when you smell some perfume, diffuse stuff. It's just a accelerated process, a very accelerated process. Of course, it's directly affect your brain like drugs, but I think I just wanted to point out that my experience of this part of the world, of while I'm in Europe, is I just think that in my persona, and not only in me, the experience of the classic meditation, and also we can start to talk for hours about the meaning of classic meditation, just fucked up in me. Just completely, it's not working. I'm already a chaotic person.
There is no classic meditation. That's the thing, meditation. That's the thing. But I completely got your point, like the general idea of meditation nowadays. But that's why it's interesting that you point out that being in a party, in a rave, it also could be a collective way to be in a state of meditation. Yeah, it's another approach.
Yeah. I guess that we are maybe concentrating too much in the different ways of meditating instead of, yeah, maybe see the meditation more as a general, I don't know, process that is based on slow going time, and that could be taken personally in a different ways depending on which felt which make you feel good somehow. For you, could be Camilo drawing. So by drawing, you will, if you're drawing a lot, you will reach a point that you maybe do not think too much what are you drawing, because you just leave your hands goes. And so I think this is a way to get like dissociated maybe from this system of time perception and work. So I guess is something really personal how you can disconnect. I don't know, we also spoke about digestion, and so also in order to see, to make some connection on the between the meditation and the digestion, I can see the really strong shared point is that is this slow approach to the things that helps to take something from the world, metabolize it, digest it, and then throw it back in another shape and maybe in another function, as the worms do with the grass, because they are from the grass, they are making something that is getting into the soil, and then it will not be grass anymore, but it will be soil that will be useful for some other organism. So yeah, the way to assimilate slowly contents and stuff, to also, I don't know, be able to restore them back to the reality in another way. I guess we are also getting closer to the hour. I don't know if we want to still share some thought.
I don't want to listen myself. Okay, sorry. So actually, I already lost the point. But before, I was thinking that meditation probably is an act of introspection, and again, it is mentioned just once, but alienation is a explorative way to deal with stuff. So okay, now I will cut off the term alienation and meditation. I will talk about just exploration and introspection. So maybe this is the two terms to meld together, maybe to explorate in a collective way, but also to follow an introspective way. And after this, I don't know how to continue. So if somebody wants to.
I thought it could be really nice to wrap up with a collective breath. So if we could all.
Except Federico.
Everyone except Federico, because he doesn't really like the salt lamp and stuff. And he is also a bit whack. So if everyone could go breathe in now and out.
Breathe in.
No, I think we're done. Thank you.